Radio Gorgeous.
Eve, you wicked woman, you done put your curse on me. Why didn't you just leave that apple hanging in the tree? You make us hate our husbands, our lovers, and our boss. Why, I can't even count the good friends I've already lost. 'Cause the PMS blues, PMS blues. I don't even like myself, but it's something I can't help. Got those God Almighty slap somebody, PMS blues.
Welcome to Gorgeous Wellbeing and Beauty on Radio Gorgeous. This is Nikki Bannerman talking to a well-known Scottish TV personality and presenter of the DIY programme Changing Rooms. A radio personality, an author, and even star of stage, screen, and Strictly. But now a lingerie founder promoting women's health and well-being. It's the leading smile of the nation, the very smiley Carol Smiley. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, Carol.
Well, thank you, Nikki. This is lovely to come onto a station that's purely for women, by women. I love it.
It is. It's only women's voices, and it's great to meet you, and such a great name. How can you ever be miserable with a name like that?
You know, I when Ronnie Ancona did the whole spoof of the smiley, smiley, Carol Smiley, that's when you know you've made it, isn't it? That your name actually becomes bigger than yourself. But I can be quite grumpy sometimes. I'm sure my husband would share that with the nation quite readily.
She's got a beautiful spa. So you've had incredible famous success as the presenter of Changing Rooms and starting a craze for DIY and room makeovers. But you have now given ladies' underwear a complete makeover. How did that come about?
Well, myself and Annabelle Croft, who's one of our ex-British number one tennis players, we've been friends for quite a number of years, and we have four teenage daughters between us. Quite often we'd find ourselves out in Portugal on holiday. Her parents have got a house near us, and she would spend the summers out there. And everyone knows who's got children, it's much easier to spend time on holiday with people who've got kids the same age, because if the kids are happy, you're happy. And on one of these such holidays, I think it was summer 2011, we were out shopping one day without the kids, and I was buying throwaway knickers in one of the shops, multi-packs of knickers. And she said, "Oh, what do you want these for?" I said, "Oh, they're quite good period pants for the girls." And she stared at me with her mouth hanging open, and I thought, what have I said? And she said, "Oh my God, I've had this idea for 10 years, maybe more, but my husband won't even discuss it with me." But she said, when I was a young tennis player, I left home at 15 to do the international tennis circuit, and I was staying with host families around the world. I've always suffered with heavy periods. My mother gave me what I can only describe as a shower cap with legs. So plastic pants that rustled, crackled, sweaty, itchy, horrible things, but they worked. They did the job. And she said, you know, there's nothing more humiliating at 15 to say to a stranger, "I'm really sorry, I've had an accident on your sheet." Or then, of course, I'm playing tennis in a short white skirt all day. And the more famous I became, the cameras are everywhere. And I get two toilet breaks in a three-hour match. I couldn't believe that. I've not really ever suffered personally, but I have had kids stay the night and scuttle out the door in the morning, and you realise why. And I thought, that's incredible. She said, "Why is there nothing out there when it's such an obvious thing to do?" And I thought, you're absolutely right. You know, we buy knickers that make us thin for a night. We put gel in our bras. We have sports bras. We have you can even buy knickers that give you a booty now. And I mean, who would ever have believed it? And but yet the one thing every woman has to deal with every month of her adult life is just not there. There's nothing there. I Googled it. Nothing. I couldn't believe it. So I was looking for something to replace television. I've had a great run. It's no secret that women over 50 in television are a bit like hen's teeth. There's a few of them around and they get jobs, but not many jobs to be had. And I did not want to have the day come when I was begging a 23-year-old producer for a job. And that I could see that happening. I'd rather hold my head high and go, "Do you know what? It's been great. I've had a fantastic time. Someone else's turn."
You're still looking amazing there, Carol. You really are. We don't believe you're over 50 at all. So with teenage daughters, yourself, as you said, you saw a gap in the market for saving girls any embarrassment, and you teamed up with Annabelle Croft. Now, if you don't mind me asking, after you've had a sip of tea there, can we have a look at your pants?
This is what I spend my life doing now, Nikki. Talking pants and showing people my knickers. I mean, my mother would be horrified. Anyway, here they are.
Be indulgent here at this trendy venue.
They're called diary dolls because the name came about because you, as a young girl, write when your period's due in your diary. And, you know, I couldn't think of any kind of pretty way of saying it. That's a tricky one, isn't it? You want people to know what they are, but you don't want them to be kind of wincing every time they say it. So here they are. They're super soft. I'm going to rustle in front of the microphone. Nothing. So, nope, not bulky, not crackly. They have a secret waterproof panel that runs from the front waistband to the back waistband. So if you're sleeping and you've got a heavy period, then you wouldn't have any accident on the sheet. They're machine washable at 40 degrees and you can tumble dry them on low heat. They're extra wide in the middle on the gusset so that you can wear a pad with them without it hanging out on either side, because normal knickers are ridiculously narrow there and there's absolutely no point if it's hanging out. It looks terrible.
And they're very soft and feminine. I mean, actually, you wouldn't believe that there's an actual panel in there. No. They're really, really beautiful.
I didn't ever understand why if something is doing a job, it has to be ugly. Our daughters helped us with that and said, don't put any branding on anywhere, Mum, because everyone will know, which I hadn't thought about, actually. She said, that would be so embarrassing in the changing room. So don't put any branding on them. And as long as they look like a kind of sporty, pretty pants with a little bow on them, then why not? So we actually surveyed 100 teenage girls across three schools to begin with. 34% of them said they had accidents every month, but 91% said they were so afraid of that happening. They avoided sleepovers, sport, or wearing light-coloured clothing. And that was just jaw-dropping to me. I thought, how sad. I remember at school doing that check the back thing with your friends. It's not changed. So we're still doing it.
I love that strap line you've got on your website. It keeps your back covered, isn't it?
We've got your back covered.
Isn't that brilliant? Yeah. And your hashtag, Life's Little Leaks. I mean, we're talking about everything here today.
Yeah. My weekday fix? Darling, it has to be Radio Gorgeous.
So you're all out to remove the stigma about women's monthly periods as a huge part of women's lives and even light stress incontinence.
Mm. Well, having launched as a period product, we were kind of, you know, doing quite well. And we got into John Lewis and we got into Debenhams, and that was great. And then we got an introduction to Boots. I was very excited about that because the woman going into John Lewis or Debenhams is just shopping. So it's quite a big leap for her to read the thing and think, do I need these? The woman going into Boots is shopping because she's got a problem and she wants to find a solution for that. So it's a much easier transition. But Boots said to us, we're not interested in it as a menstrual product at all. What we are really excited about is the chance of having it in amongst our stress incontinence products, sensitive bladder, overactive bladder, that kind of thing. That is our fastest growing market of all. They said the period market is a declining one. My mouth hung open. How can a period market be declining? And they said because young girls today will not put up with it the way their mothers did. They want to delete it if it's a real hassle in their life. So they will go on the pill, they'll have an implant, they'll have a coil. If it's that bad, they don't want to know about dealing with it. We were a different generation that said, oh, well, that's my lot. I'm going to have to sort it out somewhere or other. They want to delete.
Gosh, so you're really helping a lot of people. I mean, it's not just people in care homes and hospitals. It can be anyone post-pregnancy, laughing, sneezing, coughing, and even trampolining. So it's goodbye to unglamorous panty liners, ladies, is it?
No, because you still have to wear your normal protection with them. They're not absorbent. They're only waterproof, and they will hold actually about three teaspoons of liquid with nothing else in there. So it'd be fine on your last day of your period, or you know, if it was just the running, jumping, coughing, sneezing. But the absorbency would give it bulk, and I don't want that. I think it's nice to be able to change when you get the chance. Everyone knows when they've gone through. They just don't want anyone else to know when they stand up from that table that there's going to be any telltale signs, shall we say.
I think it's brilliant you're getting it out there. Now, tell us about your connection with Pelvic Health and Charity Awareness.
We've actually teamed up with two charities now. One is Endometriosis UK, from the period perspective. I didn't even know what endometriosis was before then. It's, for a lot of women, extremely debilitating, hugely painful periods where a lot of their internal organs fuse together, and it gives them chronic periods and very painful. And it's not really understood because they look very healthy from the outside, but they have to constantly have surgery to laser all the parts apart, which is, it's horrendous. And the other one is the Bladder and Bowel Foundation. That's a very recent addition for us. They get 28,000 hits on their website a week, 85% of them are new every week. So there's a, and that's not just women, it's men, people with overactive bladders that are very young. There's a huge kind of misconception that if you leak, then you are a woman of a certain age, or you're one foot in the care home, or you have a lot of cats and smell faintly of wee, which is so wrong. It's just not, you know, if you've had a couple of kids and you didn't do your pelvic floor exercises and you went running, you joined a gym, you'll find out pretty quickly that it's not all as it used to be.
So it's more common and than people realise. It really is, isn't it?
It's more common and it's more taboo even than periods.
Yes. So we're really getting out there and talking about it today, because young girls now are starting their periods at even 8 years old, and you mentioned sport and sleepover, and they have to carry and live with that awkwardness. So that's really tough. Now, you studied art, design and fashion, hosted a fashion TV show, and were even a former model, including lingerie. Has this really brought you into the fashion industry?
I don't think anyone would call it fashion. I had a very idealistic view of it, to say, you know, it'd be nice to have it in the lingerie departments. And I would love to see it like Spanx or a sports bra or any of these kind of things. I don't think we're quite there yet. And actually, we've gone into the department stores, but it's a huge leap to expect people to understand it very quickly, because we're funding it ourselves and trying to get the word out there on a very limited budget. If we had huge, you know, budgets that some of the bigger lingerie companies have, be great. And if we could wheel out, you know, a gorgeous model every 5 minutes, we'd get loads of coverage.
You can be the gorgeous model.
Oh, not anymore. My daughter is the model on our website, actually.
I've seen those, but both look stunning, your daughters. Now, tell us the funny story about how your manufacturing process started in Scotland.
Well, we actually started manufacturing in China the first time because of costs, etc. I've learned a lot in this journey. We sent a drawing to a factory in China. We sent some money and the product came back. And actually, it looked great and it worked. I think we sort of got away with it. But then we noticed a few stitching errors. People were sending them a few pairs back because the waistbands were fraying. And I thought, oh, no. Big lesson learned. So having launched as a product with four sizes, small, medium, large, and extra large, we immediately ran out of small when everyone told us that, you know, British women are bigger. We got that wrong. And then mothers got upset because we called them small, medium, large, and extra large. My daughter's not large. So we had to get on Twitter really quickly and say, I'm really sorry, we're learning. We'll call them size 1, 2, 3, and 4. Just take the tag off. She won't know. I'm really sorry. We can't change the stock, but we've changed it on the website.
Brilliant. But tell us about, didn't the manufacturers in Scotland make boiler suits or something?
Well, from there, we decided to bring manufacturing back to the UK because we couldn't afford the big minimum quantities in China. We went to a factory in Manchester that Mary Portis used, first of all. They did a brilliant job, but very quickly went bust 3 days before our first John Lewis order was due in. That was aged about 20 years in that weekend. So I was absolutely panicking now because we had 2 months to fulfill the next part of the order and no manufacturer. So I found one in Scotland called Haven PTS, and they are a social enterprise. It's all disabled workers. It's the ex-Remploy factory. And they were quite commercially minded. So I went to visit them, took a tiny pair of pink pants with me and met the guy, Jamie, there. And I said to him, can you make these? And he stared at me and looked at these little pants and he went, we make boiler suits and life jackets for oil rig workers. His voice got deeper and deeper. I could see him getting all blokey on me, as if to go, don't ask me to do that.
Humiliating.
Yes, and I said, I know, but can you make these? And to his credit, you know, he knuckled down and he got some of the seamstresses off different lines, and they brought the machines out of the old factory to fine-tune the finer stitching and tweaked them all, and they practiced for about 6 weeks to get the stitching absolutely correct, and they made for us for a year. They did a fantastic job, and I'm ever so grateful to them.
Good for Jamie.
Good for Jamie. I mean, we couldn't continue with them, unfortunately, because they couldn't scale up when we got into the big retailers, and they couldn't get the price under control. But for that year, it was really important that we just broke even and got our name into John Lewis, and everyone was happy with that, because the credibility you get from a brand like that is incredible.
Gosh, you've had a journey. Now, you've just relaunched, as you mentioned before, with the new High Street Beauty Supplier. And are they available online?
They're available at diarydoll.com and also at boots.com, yeah.
Fantastic. And thank you for finding me on Twitter, Carol.
This whole social media thing I've had to learn really on the job. I didn't know anything about it and was really quite sort of disparaging of it. And in a lot of ways, it's not been good for us because people don't want to talk about something like this in a public forum. But the great thing is being able to get to people very quickly that you want to talk to, like yourself. I remember at the very start, I tweeted Jacqueline Gold and said to her, how do you turn a taboo subject into a high street phenomenon? She came back and said, let's have lunch. And she invited Annabelle and I to their head offices in London and for a day with their marketing development team. It was incredibly generous. Women have been so supportive of us. So Annabelle and I rocked up there trying to be really grown up and not giggle. Because when you walk in the door, it says, it's a business doing pleasure with you.
Worn your pants on the outside of your trousers.
When you could be 3 weeks of the month and I'll be the fourth. And they were just amazing. They spent a whole day with us. They worked out a plan where we should be taking it. They gave us an amazing list of contacts. And they gave us a couple of goodie bags when we left.
There you are, see? Thank you so much. So is there anything else you want to add?
Just really to anyone out there who, we all know someone, you know, every woman knows someone, whether it's a mother, a daughter, a sister, a friend, that struggles. And I think the most amazing thing about women is they're incredibly supportive of one another and they share when there's a problem in the way that men never do. Men see it as a weakness and would just keep quiet and they're afraid and they don't go and seek help. And that's really where we've grown, I think, is women helping other women. And what we're doing now is maybe taking on reps, so women who are considering a little sideline of making some money on their own. So if you are interested, get in touch.
Is that like a franchise sort of operation?
Not a franchise, more of a kind of direct selling. Some will do it as a party plan type thing. Some will just do it as friends and colleagues at work. It just, you know, there's no pressure. But I think the best way of selling is one woman to another in the privacy of their own home saying, have a look at these. You'll be amazed and this will really help you.
And they are beautiful. So pants parties are the future. Brilliant. So good luck with Diary Doll, where you can obviously still feel like a doll wearing this stylish and yet practical underwear on a monthly or more regular basis. Thank you for addressing this issue with us today, for your brave, personal and honest story, and for sharing about Annabelle with us, and for your time today to help speak out, to help other women, to help girls, and to smash the stigma and the social awkwardness.
You're very welcome. What can I say? Leaky ladies of the world, unite.
Leaky ladies, join in, tune in, keep listening to Radio Gorgeous. This podcast has been brought to you by Nikki Bannerman in conversation with the lovely Carol Smiley for Radio Gorgeous with Diary Doll.
Most times I'm easy going, some say I'm good as gold. But when I'm PMS, I tell you, I turn mean and cold. Those not afflicted with it are affected just the same. You poor old men just have to grin and say, I feel your pain. PMS, right, love. But what else you gonna say? PMS blues, love. You know you must forgive us, cause we care not what we do. I got those kids, stop crying, dishes flying. PMS blues.
RadioGorgeous.com.